USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is asking for a partial recanvass from Iowa's Democratic Party, saying corrections were made. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're going to contrast our views with Mayor Buttigieg. And one of the areas of contrast, to be honest with you, is that last count he has about 40 billionaires who are contributing to his campaign.
Pete Buttigieg on Fox News Sunday.
I'm building a campaign that's not defined by who we reject. It's defined by belonging. It's defined by inclusion.
Pete Buttigieg now has 14 delegates. 12 go to Bernie Sanders, 8 to Elizabeth Warren, 6 to Joe Biden, and 1 to Amy Klobuchar. The Associated Press says it's still unable to declare a winner. The candidates are looking ahead to Tuesday in the New Hampshire primary. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A new poll in New Hampshire says Bernie Sanders is leading, and only 2 days until the primary. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
The latest tracking survey from WBZ and the Boston Globe showing Sanders with 24% support in New Hampshire. He's just ahead of former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg earning 22 points in that survey. Voters will decide who wins the first in the nation primary on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The rain is letting up in northeastern Oregon and allowing people to return to their homes after major flooding in the area. Officials are on scene and assessing the damage. Umatilla County Sheriff Christopher Ingersoll.
The locations are inaccessible by car, and we have two Oregon Army National Guard helicopters, an HH-60M Blackhawk and a CH-47 Chinook, performing search and rescue operations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump has tweeted his support for Pete Rose to be allowed into baseball's Hall of Fame. USA's John Hunt reports.
President Donald Trump called on baseball's Hall of Fame to open its doors to all-time hits leader Pete Rose, who was banned from the game for life for gambling. He gambled, but only bet on his own team winning, according to Trump. Get Pete Rose into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's time. In light of the winter's sign-stealing scandal that saw the termination of one of the general managers and three field managers, Rose on Wednesday filed a petition for reinstatement to Major League Baseball. His attorney wrote, his lifetime ban is disproportionate relative to other punishments imposed for serious violations that undermine the integrity of the game. Mr. Rose requests that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred consider the petition in light of recent rule violations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Northrop Grumman has postponed a cargo capsule launch to the International Space Station from Virginia. A NASA spokeswoman said the launch was scrubbed because of off-normal data from ground crews without any explanation. The company's Antares rocket was supposed to carry the disposable Cygnus capsule from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. The capsule was carrying equipment for multiple science experiments. So far, no new date is set for the launch, as crews are still investigating the problem. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.